to help farmers make decisions between the ARC and PLC programs in the commodity title of the Farm Bill, an online tool has been developed. This is Managing for Profit on Brownfield Ag News for America. I'm Dave Russell. Managing for Profit is brought to you by Kloss. Go to harvestingworld.com for the latest inventory of used combines from the Kloss dealer network or call 844-OWN-USED. Jonathan Kappas with the Department of Agricultural and Consumer Economics at the University of Illinois says to help farmers make decisions between the ARC and PLC programs, the online tool that has been developed allows farmers to go through the decision-making process and enter different scenarios on their time.
I think the main thing that we advise right now is kind of depends on your the farmer's familiarity with the programs and how all this runs. And we would recommend getting through these decision steps first before doing much of the tool analysis. Sample farms you can kind of do at any point in time because there's not much work that has to go in for the farmer, but there's a lot of, you can get a lot of quick information out of it. When it gets into this this component, we certainly recommend going through the decision process, and we recommend going through it before making those decisions, just to kind of check the box as far as, you know, everything you need to have in place and what it looks like. And of course, one of the big things we've been reminding farmers on this is that the decision, there's no rush. There's no deadline yet. And this decision only gets easier or gets more clear, if you will, once we're through harvest and we know where yields are, we have a good idea of prices, and that's going to help a lot in sorting out the decision. So the longer you can wait to see prices and yields, the more you'll know about what payments will look like for this year. You know, the other thing we talk a lot about is we can get caught up in the futures prices. But for these programs, you got to always keep in mind that they run on the market year average price for the commodity as calculated by USDA. And then, of course, this is a five-year decision. So it isn't just what it's going to pay or likely pay or not pay in 2014. You do want to look at that five-year horizon to understand that how the program would work in those forecasted situations. I mean, the tough part about this decision is you don't know what's going to happen with yields and prices for the next 5 years. But you've got to make a choice on the programs, and then there's no way to – you can't change that choice, right? I mean, it's an irrevocable program decision once you make it.
The online tool is available at farmbilltoolbox.farmdoc. I'm Dave Russell, Brownfield.